Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker.
Fred Davis.
Four out of the five worst coaches in the NFL are black. I'll tell you, what's this article sponsored by? Tiki torches and khaki shorts?
Landry Locker.
If you're a rich person that has a paintball gun and you're willing to give me $1,200, I will let you shoot me in the nuts from 10 feet away.
And Sean Lopez.
Whenever you get a chance to get the highest rate possible, get that.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Oh my God!
Sports Radio 610.
Oh, welcome in H-Town. Happy Wednesday, hump day. You guys know what time it is. July 18th, 2018, in the year of our Lord. Welcome to have you on board. It's a silly week, boys and girls. It's a silly week. I was out yesterday. John Lopez out today, tomorrow, and Friday. Never fear, Landry Locker is here manning John Lopez's seat. You were in this seat yesterday, Landry Locker. Today you're in John's. We got our boy Figgy Fig working the 1-2s and 3s. And who's gracing us with her gorgeous presence working the video?
Joanna, the one that's about to get you sent to HR.
What, because I called her gorgeous?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that HR? Is me calling you gorgeous a bad thing? I didn't think so.
In 2018, it is.
Yeah, you know it is. Yeah, maybe for you bougie types. Tell you what, ladies, 713-572-4610, let me know when it goes out of style to stop calling women gorgeous. Only if it's in a creepy, weird way, right? Just referencing someone's beauty.
So you didn't Mark Reiner? You didn't Mark Reiner?
No.
Mark Reiner would have taken it too far.
No. There's nothing wrong. If a woman's gorgeous and you tell her that, there's nothing wrong with that.
My name is Mark Reiner.
Yeah, you creep. Episode 36, by the way. Shout out to Merton Long Ass Neck Hanks.
Yeah.
Shout out to the hefty Jerome Bettis. Shout out to the versatile Brian Westbrook of the Philadelphia Eagles. Shout out to Shaquille O'Neal with the Boston Celtics. Marcus Smart rocking the 36 with the Boston Celtics as well. A lot of great 36s.
Wasn't our boy DJ Swearinger? Wasn't he number 36 too, if I'm not mistaken?
I think he was 38.
Was he 36? Yeah, he might have been 38. He might have been 38. It was 36 or 38, one of the two. Either way.
I miss him.
I do.
Now he was 36. You're right.
He was 36.
You're right.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
Boy, Freddie D remembers everything. Now and again. Shout out to DJ Swearinger. He's kind of resuscitated his career over there in Washington.
Yes, and he had some swag. He had swag. Anyone who can drive away
swag
with their car because they don't like the bill at the car place is okay in my book.
Right. That's what I should have done yesterday. That's exactly
That's
what
pretty
I
much what you
yesterday
did do, my man.
But I'm going to do it. I've got a great story about this car thing has taken on a life of its own. It really, truly has. I'll save the entire story for tomorrow. I don't want to jinx anything. Let's just say I thought I was done shopping, and I'm not. And I believe there's every fiber in my body. There's going to be a happy ending to this story. Not that anything went wrong yesterday, a little bit. We'll save that for tomorrow's show once everything gets finalized in its entirety today. But we're not done yet.
You still got to return that thing in one piece, though. Like, you got to be driving real slow. You might need to put the hazards on when you return that.
Here's the deal. I parked, because normally I park on the third level, right?
Yeah.
And it's a little dicey up there, because you never know.
Oh, real dicey.
It's real dicey. I parked today at the very top, way off by myself.
No,
so,
you need to.
I'm not taking any chances today, okay? I'm not taking any chances, is all I'm going to say, All right. And for my folks over at Cayman Cargo, I got to shoot them a text or email real quick. I will not be able to make that 1500 meeting this afternoon. So they'll understand, though. They'll understand.
Well, they don't have any choice but to.
No. Hey, listen, good people over there. Salt of the earth. Shout out to my boy Brad Taylor for making it do what
shout
it did.
Shout out BT.
Yeah, that's right. Give me some love on the text line. So shout out to my boy over there. And listen, it's a great day. Can we give a shout out to John Lopez up early in Adam? Because that's what you do when you're John Lopez.
Yeah, with the bucket hat.
The Texas A&M bucket hat. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I don't mind the bucket hat. I just don't think he... there's a lot of looks that certain guys can pull off. Bucket hat and John Lopez don't go very well together. See? He looks like a clown in the bucket hat. Now, the fishing shirt and even those shoes. I'm coming around on those shoes for him.
I'll never come around on those shoes.
For him.
For him. That's, yeah.
For him. But nobody else. Damn sure not me. But the bucket hat does not look good on John Lopez.
See,
he looks like a bobblehead.
See, I was looking at
he looks like
morning.
A damn bobblehead.
I was doing a part two of my workout this morning, so I caught the video that he made, and you know, I like how he revved up the boat engine as he was taking off. But you know, listen, for John, he had the Texas A&M logo on the top, right? And so, you know, he was feeling it. Like any good fisherman, he was up early this morning getting his fish on. So you know, John's at a stage in his life where he's, you know, he can pretty much do whatever he wants and get away with most of it. So
yeah, but even then, Fred, like let's go like 20 years from now. You're not going to be rocking a bucket hat.
See, I don't put anything past John Lowe.
You might be able to pull the bucket hat, though. I think you could.
Oh,
I think you could.
Hat.
I think I could rock the bucket hat, too. I just
I'm
don't think John Lopez rocks it.
I'm not there just yet. Listen, when you're wearing the Air Life Alerts, you can rock whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, at that point, does he care?
The shape-ups.
Yeah.
The special edition shape-ups. But not everyone can rock the bucket hat. But we're going to give John some credit in 10 minutes because he was right. You actually agreed with him. So I guess I was the one that was wrong.
Around.
But John, you came around. But John Lopez was right about last night. He said that Alex Bregman, after the All-Star break, he said that Alex Bregman would be a national name. And I'll be damned if Alex Bregman doesn't go win MVP and go down a glorious defeat the night before in the Home Run Derby. And now he might be everybody's favorite Astro.
Oh, he was already well on his way to doing that. And again, I will say this. I thought he would definitely, you know, raise his you know, cool Q factor or whatever they call it for all you entertainment types out there. I didn't expect him to raise it to this level. I mean,
no.
I don't think any. I mean, let's put it this way: I don't know that anybody here at the station predicted him being named All-Star MVP.
No,
which you know, but you know, the thing about All-Star MVPs, it's great. It's a great honor, but I mean, here's the reality: because the MLB All-Star Game, and again, I'm not here to try to poo-poo it or anything like that, but I guess that's what I'm about to do. Listen, it's a great honor, and listen, the Astros showed up and showed out over these last couple days. I mean, I'll tell you what, the Astros. For as nondescript as they finished the first half of the season, as far as with the, you know, on that homestand with the A's and then with the Detroit Tigers, especially with Verlander, you know, kind of getting shelled that last Sunday before the All-Star game, they couldn't have resuscitated, or at least maybe resuscitate is not the right word, but they couldn't have re-energized themselves any better as a group the way they did. Because again, if you're at the All-Star game, obviously you're feeling good about what you know what took place. I mean, hell, Verlander's getting love and didn't do a damn thing except predict a home run, and he's getting loved up all over the place. Bregman did his thing. Springer, you know, knocked out a home run right after Bregman did last night. So the Astros are feeling pretty good. And if you're look, tell you what, you're feeling better than that hater dude from Milwaukee. All right.
The tweets that came out from him from 2011.
It's
yeah.
Like, you know what? I'm kind of torn on this because, again,
I'm tired of people digging up tweets from kids when they're teenagers. Like, I just think, first of all, you got to be smart. If you're a teenager out there, just realize that what you tweet now could burn you even a decade down the line. But I'm getting tired of people just going and digging up these tweets and going at these ballplayers like that.
That bugs me, and the timing of when they release.
I mean, what if we dug up Fred Davis or Landry Locker at 17 or something like that and took it? Well, first of all, I never tweeted anything like that,
well,
so you wouldn't find it.
17, we didn't have Twitter.
But I mean, let's just say they went back and picked our brains a little bit when we were 17 and 18. We wouldn't have jobs. We wouldn't have these jobs.
I can't imagine what I would have tweeted at 17 years old.
Exactly.
I was an angry 17-year-old, so it's hard to say what I might
have. Why were you so angry, Fred?
It's another story for another show.
Just give me one word to describe it.
One word, just, one word.
You can make it two if you want. if you need to.
God, this is such off the.
I'm just trying to feel you, dude. I'm just trying to understand your anger.
Just a lot of angst. Just a lot of angst at 17. Fred was an angry person at 17. Anyway, point is this. The Astros did what they needed to do over these last couple days. Again, like you said, Bregman showed up. Can you remember a time when a guy lost and still was one of the main headlines? And not for the wrong reason. Right, like he didn't do anything stupid. He just, you know, like you said, his teammates were there representing, and think about Bregman is that you can just, his personality oozes through the television. It oozes off the set, right? And so you can tell that kid, I mean, we've talked about it here before. This guy's a dyed-in-the-wool baseball player, right? I mean, this guy lives, breathes, eats baseball, and you sense that, but he's not some dried tobacco juice spitting, coming out the side of his mouth. You know, we don't think he's on PEDs.
He's a normal dude.
He's a normal guy. He's a guy that we could run into at Memorial Park or at the club off Washington, and you know what? Hang out, have a good time, and not think twice about it.
He's a normal bro. I'm actually going to play audio in the next segment from his college coach at LSU, and if you ever get anyone to talk about you the way he talks about Alex Bregman,
yeah,
then you've lived a pretty good life, or you've impacted someone very good. I've never heard anyone gush this much, but the Astros seem like they had a lot of fun. Other news around the world of sports and two trades that we're going to get into and localize at 10:40 that impact your teams locally. Manny Machado during the All-Star game, it was leaked out that he's going to be traded, not to the Yankees, but to the Dodgers. So we'll see. We'll talk about how that impacts the Astros. And also, Kawhi Leonard finally traded, not to the Lakers, but he is leaving the country and going to Canada.
And I just, from a basketball standpoint, I mean, listen, if you're a Toronto fan, you're feeling pretty good about things. And I think if you're the Toronto organization, your whole plan is you're going to put, the first person you probably have to go have him meet is Drake. As ridiculous as that sounds.
You think Kawhi's a Drake guy?
Listen, for a guy that complained about he wasn't getting enough love in San Antonio and he needs to raise his brand, who better to raise your brand than Drake?
I haven't heard Kawhi even say anything. I just want to hear him talk.
We're just hearing reports.
I want them to just have a press conference where I can actually hear what Kawhi says about what went wrong in San Antonio. It's one of the weirdest stories that I've seen in a long time, just with the guy that you don't expect it from to basically sit out the season and not want anything to do with an organization that we thought was the gold standard of NBA franchises. It's very strange, but from a local perspective, San Antonio gets DeMar DeRozan, and they also get a first-round pick, and some guy named Jacob Paul. I don't even want to try whatever his name is. But also Danny Green goes there. So San Antonio, not much of a threat in the state anymore. And I guess if the Rockets want to hang their hat on something, at least they run the state when it comes to the NBA.
No, you certainly do, considering you got the JV up in Dallas, and now you've got a San Antonio team that's been stripped down. But, of course, you know, here's the reality of it, right? I mean, you still won, 47, 48 games last year. That was without Kawhi Leonard. You are getting DeMar DeRozan. This is an interesting team, just in the sense that with DeMar DeRozan and now LaMarcus Aldridge, clearly they're done. I mean, I don't know if there's any more fringe moves for them to make. I mean, again, that would just all it would be fringe. It's been widely speculated that this will be Pop's last year. He may take off the 2019-2020 season, from what we've been told, because he's going to take that time off to get ready for his last run as the USA Olympic coach. So it's an interesting time right now, especially for the Spurs, considering you just got rid of Kawhi the way you did. And if you're Toronto, again, I say people might be thinking, well, why the hell would you have Drake? That just sounds asinine, Fred. And I'm not even – I can't think of the guy. I mean, I see his name in front of me, the Toronto GM, and I'm not even going to pretend to butcher it right now. The guy that our boy Brian Colangelo's burner account didn't have too many nice things to say about. But this is a ballsy move by him, because from what I've seen already, just from reports on Twitter and on the internet, Kawhi's not excited about this move.
No, well, have you seen the Canadian taxes? He's definitely losing some money here. There's a lot of taxing there.
From a financial standpoint, I mean, here's the thing. From a basketball standpoint, I mean, this is a team that, you know, got to the Eastern Conference. Well, they got to the Eastern Conference semifinals before getting swept out by Cleveland. But you don't have to worry about that now. And you got to think that if you've got a team with Kyle Lowry, Kawhi Leonard, and, you know, the Serge Ibaka and the other pieces they've got around that team, this team should be ready to compete and not really skip a beat. In the Eastern Conference.
It should be all right. I mean, they'll be okay.
Kawhi Leonard's better than DeMar DeRozan.
He is. But DeMar DeRozan's a pretty good player. I want to see how Popovich handles him. This is a 28-year-old four-time All-Star, all-time leading scorer in Raptors history. They got what they wanted. I think the Lakers kind of lucked out.
Wait a minute, DeMar DeRozan's got more points than Bosch?
He does.
Really?
Yeah, DeMar DeRozan, all-time leading scorer in Toronto Raptors history. You learn something new every day, Freddie.
I mean, that's,
just ride with me. I'll teach you something all day. I got you.
I don't know if that's a stat I'm feeling. I mean, yeah,
I got
whatever.
You.
All right, leading scorer for the Toronto Raptors.
Gotcha.
That's interesting. Even more than Vince, huh?
Got it.
Huh. Yeah, I think we remember more for the what he didn't do, unfortunately, if you're DeMar.
That's unfortunate.
That's a shame. You think he's depressed about going to San Antonio?
Come on, man. You know this guy's got depression issues.
I mean, okay, so would that trigger it?
Yes,
you know, that's
probably.
Part of, that's part of what sets off depression is you know, triggers.
Yes, he's very sad
why?
Right now.
I would think going to San Antonio, I mean, listen, I've never been to Toronto, and this is where people flood. Oh, Toronto's a great place, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sure it is. Okay, I'm not taking anything away from Toronto. I'm just saying San Antonio's not too shabby itself, and last I checked, no state income tax.
No state income tax.
All right, so a little more bread in your pocket there, DeMar DeRozan. Oh, also, it's a haiku hump day. As well, real quick, haiku topics are as follows. Bregman versus Correa, as Landry continues to...
separate the two.
Yeah, he's all about that. Car shopping, the Kiki Kuti hype, John blowing his nose on his shirt, which is still arguably the nastiest thing I've ever heard
There's
of.
There's no arguing that.
No, it's pretty foul.
It's
and
disgusting.
Then, and then a writer's choice as well. And then, of course, we'll do what we always do around this time. No John Lope, not Joe. Well, no, John's out today. John Lopez out today. John McClain, we'll check in with him. Apparently, we've got a update on his physical status as well. And then we'll also get into a little around the National Football League. Interesting decision by your Oakland Raiders with their broadcast team.
Oh, great decision!
Decision. I didn't say I was against it. I love this guy. I think he's one of the
all-time
greats.
You better love this guy.
He's a degenerate and makes
no
bones about it. Okay, he's a degenerate legend and he makes no bones about it. And now he's going to be calling games for your Oakland Raiders. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. When we return, Alex Bregman, John Lopez, you were right. We'll discuss next. Don't you go anywhere. It is In the Loop on a Wednesday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.